The enemy of my enemy choked. But it was a much better game than we thought it was going to be. We're talking about Giants versus Patriots right now on Thursday Night Football here on AfterBuzz TV. Stay with us.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
See, we don't know. We've been trying to catch the beat.
Oh,
and it's,
but they always
got us again.
Oh! I'm not going to sing for you guys.
I'll nay-nay, though. I'll nay-nay for you guys. That was a great song to lead us into because I thought this countdown was going to go so different, but it didn't. We are talking once again Giants versus Patriots on Thursday Night Football. We've got a lot to talk about. The game that kind of was surprising. We've got some special segments. We're going to talk about the one bad call that we saw. And then there was also some disrespect that came after the game that we need to talk about.
On local television.
On local television. How
for
dare
their own
you?
Local team.
Oh, we're going to get all into that. But before we go any further, I'm your host, Jackie Ray, and I'm joined once again. Hey, we got claps. What? Oh, yes. Okay. Keep moving. And girl, tell everybody, we got Yvette here. She rolling up her sleeves, y'all.
I'm rolling up my sleeves a little bit. I told you guys I would be unbiased, you know, not to say anything about, you know.
I do want to give you some props, though, because you didn't come in here in the Patriots gear. You're neutral.
Neutral.
Can we do another round of applause for the neutrality?
You know what? Because... I'm trying to be a professional.
Right.
I like the sport now, but out there it might have been something completely different. But here, you know, we're talking about football and what it is. And getting into the game, I mean, we all know that this is a fierce rivalry between the two teams. It's always been like that. I believe I had heard something that in the last 5 meetings, it was like a 4-point difference. So this was a pretty big difference. I thought it was going to be a much closer game.
Oh, see, I didn't. I thought it was going to be a blowout. I thought we were going to see something like Browns-worthy here.
No.
I only say that because, you know, we're so used to the Tom Brady-Eli thing, you know, because Eli's the only person who's been able to beat him in a Super Bowl. He's the only
twice,
one to do it. Well, no, you know, the Eagles did it too, but, you know.
Yeah, well, no.
Nobody really wants to talk about the Eagles.
Yeah. We get it.
But I was missing, you know, that kind of element. I did think that the Giants did surprisingly well.
You know, I thought that they held up really well as long as they could. You know, the Patriots have never really been known for their defense.
Right.
If anything, as a Patriots fan, we're just like, crap. We got crap defense, and we know that. And Tom Brady's has to pull it out of his, you know what, to get things done. But they've really shapened up, and they're number one in the league right now. And I think the thing is, the Patriots defense, they scheme very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so to quarterbacks, they hide things well, and it catches them off guard. And especially for a rookie quarterback like Jones, you know, you could see why he played the way he did. Not to say that he didn't hold his own, because as a rookie quarterback playing against Tom Brady, I mean, that's pretty much like someone, you know, like someone playing against Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You're going to freeze
up
a little bit if you're a rookie.
I do think rookie LeBron would have held up. But, you know, that's a whole other story. Shame.
Ooh.
But
well,
anyway.
That's another shame. But, you know, I think he did really well. He held his own. Yes, he had his rookie mistakes. Mm-hmm. He went for 3 interceptions.
But the Giants were also injury prone. They were missing a lot of people, and I got to say
the Patriots. They were sick, and you know the Giants struggled. They didn't have their running back.
Right, they didn't have
and
a ton
we
of
didn't
people.
Have Dorsett.
Yep.
So,
but they
not
were missing.
We,
they the were
Patriots.
Missing Sterling Shepard. You know, they were missing Evan Ingram. Was out, you know, so the Giants literally walked in there with a skeleton crew, and they and that's the reason why I thought it was going to be a blowout, because as a rookie, you know, it's not like, you know, even Peyton Manning, who's one of my favorite quarterbacks, which again is no longer number 2 on the leaderboard, because 40 seconds into the game, Tom Brady was like, bye-bye.
I'm going to take
that number 2 leaderboard spot from you, and, you know, shouts out to him, but, you know, he's not a Tom Brady, he's not a Peyton Manning, and once you're at that level and you have that experience, you know, Tom Brady makes everyone on that field look good. But when you're a rookie, you have your security blankets.
Exactly.
And when those are taken away from you, I just wasn't entirely sure that they were going to go into this game. I knew that the defense had to hold its own and had to do as much as they could, but I just did not expect the offense to step up the way that it did.
Right.
And I was surprised by that.
And, you know, in itself, the Patriots offense was a bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
And they were allowing some, you know, some things to happen that should not have been happening.
Right.
But that's where, you know, the Giants took advantage of it. And I think the Giants defense did great. They held up until, I want to say, the fourth quarter with the 9 minutes left. I mean, they did great. They did what they could.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a smaller margin. I did not expect it to end up picking up so much over and over. But I think that's when you saw the defense start to kind of like just trail back a little bit, and they were losing their steam.
Right, right. Well, so, you know, and that's one of the things. You know, the time of possession in the third quarter, before they got the first down again, before I had to get in the car, but it was, they had the ball for 5 minutes. The Patriots had the ball for 5 minutes. And I think people forget, you know, people are like, oh, you know, they missed this tackle, they missed this tackle. I would implore you to be on a field with a 300-pound man coming for you on every single play for 5 minutes. That's the thing. That's why you really need your offense to time of possession. Because sometimes, even if you only go down there and get 3 points, if you're on the field for 7 minutes, that's 7 minutes that your defense gets to rest.
Exactly.
And we were just missing that. And it's interesting because I feel like Jones did throw 3 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Those 3 interceptions, even though he was completely outmatched as a quarterback,
right?
It still would be a different game. We would be talking about a different game if he had not thrown those 3 interceptions.
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying it could have been that margin, that 4 point, that 3 point margin.
Right.
And I lost my train of thought a little bit here, but I do think that it was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as close as last week's game, so
right.
I really don't think anyone went in thinking that the Giants were going to beat the Patriots.
I got a ray of hope, though. I did. There was that moment, you know, they were down by 7, you know, at the end of the first quarter. I was like, ah, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, you know, it's Golden Tate, that pass, that 64-yard
pass,
and Golden Tate kind of bobbles it, but he bobbles it in stride and brings it in. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute now. we might be on to something, because there was that chemistry. But, you know, the thing is I really think not only was it a quarterback-to-quarterback outmatching,
right?
It was a coaching outmatching as well. It's hard to outcoach Belichick.
You know what? And a lot of people, I think Bill Belichick is a genius. And
absolutely,
I will say that day in, day out. That man knows how to coach a football team.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who is a true football player, true football fan, gives that man respect hands down.
Yep.
And the relationship that he has with his players, the relationships that he has with Tom Brady, he could literally do anything and formulate a heavyweight team.
Right.
Is basically, if you want to call it heavyweight team, powerhouse team, that is what they are, because the brains behind this team is unmatched.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as much as they say, yes, it's the players, it's the coaching.
Right.
I mean, I can guarantee you, and Bill Belichick said it today. He's like, well, I still have a little bit of ray of hope for Gronkowski. He goes, because he has not turned in his retirement papers.
Has he not?
No, he has not. But he just signed with Fox Sports.
He did sign with Fox Sports.
As a personality. But he himself was just saying, sorry guys, this was a side note because I had to talk about this when I saw this. He said, you know, he lost the love of the game. He wants to find it again. Though the way you worded that, that means you're going to come back. And now Bill Belichick says,
right,
oh, I have a little bit of a glimmer of hope. I guarantee you that guy is working out, ready to put on those 40, 50 pounds that he dropped.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you he will be back on the team next year.
You definitely have to read between the lines with the Patriots, because we heard that with Josh Gordon when it was like, oh, you know, no, we're not interested in Josh Gordon right now. He's working on himself. He's in rehab. But then you find out, you know, Patriots paid for his rehab. And then it's like, oh, no, no, no. It's not because we want him back. It's because we're supporting him. And it's like, why would you do that if you don't want him
and
back?
He did have an injury.
He did.
He did an injury. He was out for the rest of the game, yeah. I believe, I mean, with a knee injury in the third. And that hurts me. You know, every time you see these guys, any of those injuries can be career-ending mm-hmm. injuries. But
that play specifically, you know, Josh Gordon is one of those players I've always been rooting for because mm-hmm. he has immense talent, but he's had a lot of trouble along the way. Yeah. But it was one of those moments where you realized the value of Gronk because blocking is difficult, you know, and when you're an offensive player, that's not your job. You know, that's not what you have to do it sometimes. But, you know, a Gronk full of weight, that play doesn't go like that. We don't see him getting bent in half that way. You know what I mean? And it hurt my feelings. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I love.
Is that it?
Yeah, see, that's not the bad part of the play. That's before the bending. But it's one of those things that you just hate to see. But, again, love to see him get up and walk out under his own power. Mm-hmm. You know, that was great. But we also, in the first half, had that freak play. Do you know what I'm talking
about? Oh, you mean...
Yeah, I mean, talk about that.
That block punt return for a touchdown?
Talk about
it. Well, first off, if someone can please answer me as to why the Patriots like to get these guys with these last names. But Chase Winovich, right? I said that right. He had the touchdown for that blocked punt. And, I mean, that was just...
freak of nature.
You know, not so much freak of nature because also it was, if you look at it, it kind of bounced off a little bit off of one of the... you know, one of the Giants players. Yeah. I didn't see exactly who it was. But then again, you know, they were putting pressure on him. And that was a great special teams play. That was a, you know, I love those kind of plays. You know, mm-hmm. they don't always happen. But when they do, it's super exciting.
Right.
And I'm sure Chase is probably like, yeah, I got a touchdown. You know, so it was great. I loved it. I think I was walking around and I just looked and I was like, the hell just happened?
Right.
I was
and for like, that to be the
that's
first...
That's my team, though. They always do that.
Oh,
the
God. Just happened. They don't always do that.
The hell just happened.
But for this to be...
robots.
Okay. So we're going to have to tell you the story about this the robots thing in a second. But this special teams was the first scoring play for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be surprised by that. You had to be.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was surprised, but I mean, it's not nothing that, it, you know, ain't no Patriot fashion, you know, that we do things like that. Mm-hmm. But I will say, as much as that was awesome in the second, that was the first allowed passing touchdown by the defense this season for the Patriots.
I do want to get into some of the comments in the chat. Dang GMQ said Gronk before the game, the door is still open for a possible return. And race fan rocks 4 says, I'm calling the game of the week is going to be Saints versus Jags. I don't know how fun that game is going to be. I'm calling that one as a blowout, but you know who that. I appreciate the shout out in the chat, but we're gonna get back to this game. So all in all, the first half, you know, we're going into the half, and I'm like, this is way closer at the half than mm-hmm. I thought it would be.
14-14 at the half,
yes.
It was, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, what world am I in? Because I thought, you know, I didn't think it would be a huge blowout in the first... I thought what we saw in the first quarter, how the time of possession just kind of increased and the score just started going up, and then the defense got tired. I thought I would probably see, you know, glimpses of that at the end of the second quarter, mm-hmm. and then it would just continue. I thought the momentum would just continue to build. Right. But, like you said, the Giants hung in there.
They did, and I think, you know, when you play the Patriots or when you play a team that's undefeated, let's just say a team that's undefeated, you know, you've got something that you're stacking up against, okay? Like the Niners, they're undefeated, but have they been playing people at their caliber
mm-hmm.
or at a caliber where you have to be worried?
Right.
Probably not as much as you have to worry about an undefeated Patriot team that you're going to be playing against. You know mm-hmm. you got your work cut out for you once you're going up against them. So at the half, when it was 14-14, no, it wasn't 14-14. Because they went into the half 21-14, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, 21-14.
Yes, because I believe it was 34 seconds there was... a 12-yard touchdown pass.
Mm-hmm.
There was.
Mm-hmm.
There was one. And, You know, what a lot of people forget to realize, and I know some people will say maybe time of possession isn't important in football, because I've heard the argument where it doesn't matter how much time you have.
Who made that argument?
It's just what you do with the time that you have, right? Which is true. But what people don't realize is Brady is the king of pulling things off with very minimal time. So if you're on the field for a long time, it's because you're doing your job.
Right.
Now, Brady, if he's on there a short amount of time, guarantee you he's doing the same exact job he's doing if he had 9 minutes.
Right.
But even in this game, they had 9 minute possession and they didn't get anything. They didn't do anything with those 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm. But it's still the defense on the field. They're still getting tired. It's still Tom Brady who...
Robot minds. I'm sorry, guys, my eyes itch. They have robot minds and they know what they're doing. They know when to wear down their opponent. They know how to do it.
They do. One thing that I loved about, me saying that there's anything that I love about the Patriots is painful, but one thing that I did love to see is, you know, sometimes, especially when you start watching football, now, don't get me wrong, the Saints are my team, but there's a lot of teams that I love to watch. Mm-hmm. Kansas City, I love to watch.
Oh, yes.
Cowboys, for sure, I love to watch. I'm in LA, so I'm a Rams fan as well. But you do see sometimes there's this overwhelming conservative nature that happens, and you don't see quarterbacks passing really on first and 10 that often, right, unless they're in a desperate situation. Mm-hmm. So what I like to see is, like, just off top, first and 10, he was dropping back. Now, there was two times that he was intercepted when he threw the ball on first and 10, or, you know, the one time in particular, Alonzo Carter got the ball and, you know, he sacked him, and then, you know, so... he got the sack because he was in there too long, but he didn't even see it coming. But this is, again, one of those things that I love about Brady is him standing in the pocket. He took the sack, which is a hard sack, and I know Brady's been in the league a long time, but even Tom Brady that I knew 2 years ago takes that sack. He's upset. He's off his game for, like, the next two plays.
I just thought of all the memes when he's, like,
sad. Yeah, like, crying and, like, I kind of want that Brady back because it gives you time to inflict more damage. But that Brady is dead and gone. He no longer exists. And he's like, whatever. Next play, let's get it.
Now, this is where I don't know if you guys have been hearing me, but I keep dropping that they are robots. The Patriots are all robots. And that's why they do what they do so well.
I would go more alien than robots because they get hurt. Robots won't get hurt.
I'm thinking robots like the episode of The Simpsons where, like, Itchy and Scratchy, like, their faces start to melt off and they're robots. That's the kind of robots I'm thinking.
Okay.
You guys can totally see that, like, our brains just go everywhere. But I will say Patriots, they had some mistakes that should not have happened. Whereas, like, when they were on 4th and 5, two times in this game, the Giants took over on downs.
Right.
And I think that should not be happening.
See, I would...
If you're going to take that 4th down,
yeah,
you need to execute it. And usually... Now, here's the thing. Brady does execute, but sometimes he just can't. Or it just doesn't happen. Not saying that he can't. It just doesn't happen. I'm a person that if I was a coach, I'd be like, you better bring out the special teams. We ain't going for that fourth. Unless it's 4th and 1.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But there was 4th and 1 on one of them.
Yeah, but I think that one they converted. Yeah.
No, that's the one where he got sacked.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
You corrected me there.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the reason. So here's the thing. Here's why I totally get your point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you always play to win. And in that situation, you don't give up the field position. I get that. But this is, again, leads me back to the genius of Belichick, because I kind of disagree. No other team in the NFL do I disagree with this point.
Uh-huh.
I disagree with that point with the Patriots because, first of all, you know who the Giants are.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are. You know what you're capable of. There's literally no risk in trying to move the ball at this point. It'd be like playing the Jets. There's no risk. Try something.
Yeah.
You know, did I disrespect the Jets? I'm sorry.
But the Giants did turn at one point. By that time, in the fourth, they had the Giants had turned the ball over three times, and they were still only trailing mm-hmm. by 7 points. Mm-hmm. And that has something to be said about how they were playing. So they were doing what they needed to do. But yeah. like I said, I really think that the defense just got worn out.
Absolutely.
So, I mean.
We've got a lot of people in the chat. I just want to say hello to Dang MQ. Am I saying that right? Joseph Boza, he says, I kind of do just not with the Patriots. I get that as well. but Joseph Boza also brings up a good point. He says Brady has benefited from the new rules that protects superstar quarterbacks. But the thing is, Brady has been benefiting from that. Let's not forget the Tuck rule. I'm never going to let y'all forget the Tuck rule that robbed the Raiders of the chance to go to the Super Bowl. They have been protecting Brady since before Brady was even really Brady. So
they've been, and you know what, they have been, and I mean, but in his defense, he's taken significant.
You are not going to say this man takes significant hits.
Has taken.
May I introduce you to Cam Newton, Dak Prescott? Can I introduce you to these people and Ben Roethlisberger?
He's taken his fair share of shots.
Maybe for a 42-year-old, but for a quarterback in this league.
You gotta leave the old man alone. You gotta protect your old men, okay? Okay. That's some type of abuse, elderly abuse. You can't be doing that to people.
Okay.
But no, even I said it last week. He has benefited from it, and I still think football's football. And mm-hmm. we get it, you're trying to protect your players. But now it's gotten to be a bit ridiculous.
Right.
But still. Whatever, we're robots.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so let me get to a couple more comments in here that says, thank you so much, Race Fan Rocks 4, because I said this last week on a podcast, and I was like, all right, let's just play devil's advocate here, right? Mm-hmm. So you have Tom Brady.
Right.
He's definitely the face of the league. He's 42. He's out here breaking records. Is it a coincidence that he has one of the easiest schedules in the NFL? Is that a coincidence?
Why are you guys surprised about this? The NFL is all like it's a business.
Okay, but the business should also include making the game interesting for fans. And giving any team a cakewalk is bad business. Is it not?
It's still putting money in the pocket.
She's just not going to say it.
the thing is, it's not that I'm not acknowledging it. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact of the matter is that's what it is. So when people are surprised by it, at this point, I'm like, why are you even surprised by it?
I think because at the end of the day,
I bet you anything, Brady's got bubble wrap all under him while he's playing.
Right.
And no one else has bubble wrap.
But see, the thing is like when we talked about this a little last week, when you start seeing these calls by the refs and then you see these easy schedules, so then the conspiracy theories that the whole thing is fixed anyway, that comes into play. And for true fans, that's a problem. You want to know that when you go out there, because me, I go horse rooting for my Saints. You know what I mean? I go horse. Sometimes I'm sore. I put in work to root for my team. And the thought that might all be in vain because it's all fixed at the end of the day anyway, I think that the NFL, even if it is fixed, we deserve better as fans.
I think, here's the thing with sports, I think you can only fix it up into a certain extent. Mm. Okay? Mm-hmm. You could do whatever you can. You could pay off the refs as much as you can, but to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. I mean, and to be honest, that's in any sport.
Right.
That's in any sport. Okay. Yeah. So you can't. The thing is, when you start saying it's conspiracy theories and it's this and it's that, yes, they have gotten some things geared towards them or in their benefit, but we can't always automatically say that when they're a good team or mm-hmm. they're producing good things. Just because they're doing better than someone that you want to see doesn't mean that that's the automatic reason why, mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to say. Also, I sound extremely politically correct right now, but it's true.
We also have a really easy conference. This is Ryan in the booth, by the way. This is not the voice of God.
You should have let them think it was. Said it was we the voice been of like, God. You should have said, top of the world, this is God.
This isn't God.
I'm coming down to tell you guys.
Top of the morning to you. This is God.
Top of the morning.
Yeah, they have a really easy conference.
Really easy
Dolphins,
conference.
Dolphins, Jets, like those two.
That's my dolphin noise.
Oh, I was like, what was that?
Just two of the easiest teams.
Right.
They're consistently bad.
Right.
All year round. So it's an easy ride.
It definitely is. It definitely is. And I'm not faulting them for that. I'm just
Everyone
saying, like.
Everyone wants to ride the Dolphins.
I'm a Scorpio, you guys. I need a minute. I'm back. Okay, here we go. All right.
So, I just thought of that, that Family Guy episode where Peter's dressed up as a mermaid.
Oh, that's much more PG than what went through my head. So. Kudos to you. But I did want to... Brady is now, again, he's got so many records. He's undefeated against rookie quarterbacks, as he should be. I honestly think, like... But I did think Patrick Mahomes was going to beat him last year.
And you know
I really
what? And
did.
And you know what? And I have no problem saying this on camera. Like I told you out there, mm-hmm. when they were playing in the playoffs... I did want to see mm-hmm. the Chiefs go. Mm-hmm. I did want to see that because, you know what, you always like a rookie underdog story. I thought Patrick Mahomes was a great, great quarterback. He, you know, he even said, like, I idolize this man and playing against him. And this is where it goes back to, yes, you're in the NFL. You're at that caliber. You shouldn't, but you can't help.
Right.
You know, you can't help but let the nerves get the best of you. Brady's been in this situation how many times?
Right.
He's been able to get himself out of these, I don't know what you want to call them. He's been able to get himself out of these situations time and time and time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
These rookie quarterbacks, when I see that you can play against Brady, when I see that you can hold your own against Brady, when I see that you can hold your own against, let's say, Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. when I say you can hold your own against any of these other top quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
you're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like you do want to play against those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there was the call that there was only one call. Well,
one BS call.
There was only one BS call. And then the Giants did challenge one catch and not that one. Earlier in the first half.
Is this one we were all driving, getting out of work?
No. I got a note somewhere. But look at all these pages.
We were all over the place, trying to get here.
But it was the first challenge of the night was an incomplete to Edelman, is what okay. the New York Giants wanted called. And you know, after the review, they let that one stand. I thought that one could have gone either way. But with that. Can we just really quickly get into defense. Some of our... What were you going to say?
Okay, I want to talk about that pass interference call.
So that is our one call?
That is our BS call of the game. So we're going to pull that up because Yvette's got a little something to say. Even though that call was against the Patriots, I've got a lot to say about that
one. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is our special segment. We are talking about the BS call of the night. I am really proud to say we only have one.
Yes, and which is great, but here's my thing, and I think it's not so much, maybe it's not so much the, no it is, okay. it was also the commentary, okay?
Ah.
They were saying that they're sitting there and they're saying it should have been called. Everyone knows it should have been called. I know it should have been called. Now, one of the guys, I couldn't hear who it was exactly, but when I heard this, I just was like, what? Unless it's super obvious and it's not called on the field, it's not going to be called.
Yeah, see,
so it has to be super obvious. And then they said it has to be up to a certain caliber.
That's not...
What quarter happened in?
That happened in the fourth quarter. It was about 9 minutes and 38 seconds, roughly.
Yeah, that was the 9 minute mark.
That sounded really specific for me to say roughly after that, didn't it? Like, 9 minutes, 38 seconds, roughly?
I think it was like 9:37 or 9... Like, it was
something
9
like
something.
That. Mm-hmm. But let's... while we're pulling that up... Is this it? So, we have another comment... Daniel Jones being drafted that high made my friend say Duke has a football team. Duke does not have a football team. The Giants put up 14 points tonight. Did we think that they would? Good question.
You know what? I actually thought they would have put up 21.
Okay.
I really thought they were going to be able to put up that 21.
Mm-hmm.
I really do think it was the Vannoy play that was the 20-yard run that Hillman fumbled.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was probably like the play of the game where it really changed.
Yep.
You know, where it gave the Patriots that momentum to keep going and continue to score and capitalize off of that.
Right.
You know, that fumble. At that point, I thought they could have probably had it to the chance where it could have been a much, much closer game.
Right.
And like I said from the beginning, I did not expect this to be a 14-point game.
Right. So, Joseph Bosa also said, you know that it's a good game when there's only one BS call. And I think that is a factual statement because, like I said last week, the last thing you want to do is have to watch tape on the team you're playing against and the refs. You don't want to have to play against both.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a good game to watch. I thoroughly enjoyed this game. I didn't think I would. I thought I was going to get bored right around the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like he said, you know, one BS call, I think that is great, and it's showing a testament to also the refs. You know, all calls have been called fair, even the touchdown.
Yep.
Where he had, you know, he still had the forward motion going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looked like he was out. They recalled it or replayed it. I'm sorry. They replayed it, and he had the touchdown. You know, they are making these great calls, and they're doing it at the right time.
So that play specifically, I thought was perfectly done on both ends. Like, when I saw it in real time, I thought they called it perfectly. He was out at the two, because that's what our natural eyes see.
Exactly.
So the fact that they went back and watched the replay and was like, nope, we got it wrong, I thought that was perfectly done. And I think that's what I want to see more often, because clearly you're capable of doing it.
Right.
So clearly we should have a game where there's no BS calls of the night, because you clearly have the option to review and you can correct.
But then we'll have nothing to talk about.
Yes, then we'd have to think of a new special segment. But since we can't get this up, let's just paint the picture of what happened on this pass interference that was not pass interference. Can you paint the... Okay, that's the face of the painted picture.
That is the face of that. And I think that's what really pissed me off when they said that it had to be at a certain caliber.
Right.
If it's pass interference, it is pass interference.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't called on the field,
mm-hmm.
and you review it, and it is clearly pass interference,
right.
you call pass interference.
Right.
You don't say, oh, the ruling on the field stands.
Yeah, because the...
No call.
Right. The official... So, just to kind of... So you can see it in your head, and I can't remember the defender's name, but from the Patriots, literally caught the Giant just before the ball got there, and he didn't wrap him up, but it was contact that would have prevented him from catching the ball. The rule... The official NFL rule says if an offensive or defensive player impedes the other player's opportunity to catch the ball, it is pass interference. It does not say if it was caliber, you know, up to a certain caliber. Now, there was a couple of calls last week that I was like, okay, that definitely, I can see why they didn't call pass interference, because the ball was short, so it wasn't catchable. But that still isn't the rule, though. The rule doesn't say if it's catchable, because technically if it's thrown in your vicinity, you can assume that if you impeded my progress, that maybe I could have made an adjustment on the ball. So that is our BS call of the night. It was not good. We have a comment in the chat that says the NFL has failed to correct pass interference after the NFC title debacle last year.
I am looking that up right now.
I believe that is correct. I believe that's what some of the commentators were saying. They were saying that they haven't really, you know, made that adjustment. And they need to, especially as a Saints fan who's been on the wrong side of this bad call.
A decision on the field will only be reversed based on clear and obvious visual evidence.
So the replay.
That the ruling was incorrect. The same standard for all reviews. This is wholly dependent on video angles shown by broadcast networks. By rule, pass interference requires an act that significantly hinders an opponent's opportunity to make the play on the ball. All passing plays will be subject to review for pass interference. The Hail Mary play will be reviewed in replay, consistent with the guidelines for officiating the play on the field.
So maybe there's the problem. Maybe the fact that they're waiting for broadcast networks to show them angles, maybe the refs need to have their own cameramen on the field where we can get real-time, real angles that are relevant to the refs. That can, but you know, I don't know. These broadcasting angles are great. Y'all should just be able to make these damn calls. I don't know what else to say about that.
Honestly, you know what? You can, and as much as we want to get mad at the refs on the field, yes, we want to get mad, but it's up to the people in New York.
Yeah.
New York's making that call. They're looking at that review. They're looking at that replay. They're looking at those angles. And you know what? Maybe the guy up there was like, you know what?
He had money on the game. No, I'm just kidding. He's probably trying to cover the spread because, you know, the Giants were, they were supposed to have a 16-point deficit. So he just had to get his money. He had to cover that spread. I know what it is. No, I'm saying. But we also want to do a new segment tonight. This actually came after the game. So yes. We going to talk about the disrespect.
TV news.
It's TV disrespect.
Okay, so we did want to correct. Or at least I did. I was telling Jackie that I thought we went in a little hard last week on the Rams, okay? We did, and I think it was just, maybe it was our first show. We were really excited. And then we went in on Gurley, but we need to realize that they were playing conservatively with him because he is coming back off of an injury. So, on my behalf
and mine,
we want to apologize to the Rams and to Gurley. We did go in a little hard on you guys. So that was disrespect on our part.
It was disrespect.
Now,
to add insult to injury to that disrespect, Fox News here in LA, can we pull up this
Fox 11?
Fox 11.
What's the clip? What's the clip?
It's not a clip. It's not a clip.
It's the picture we sent you. Both of us took pictures of the TV.
Got it right here.
Come on. I don't know why we all turned Italian for
I don't know either. But anyways, apparently we thought we were mobsters.
But this right here, when I saw this, I got so mad. Okay, obviously we see that the Patriots have a 3-1 chance to go to the Super Bowl. Whatever. My Saints are up there. They have a 9-1 shot. But look at this. 20-1 for the Rams. The disrespect. I cannot. I need to call.
I think that's a bit. I think that's a bit dramatic. That's a bit low. I don't think it's a 20-1.
I need somebody to call us here at AfterBuzz and do a recording of an apology so we can post that to the Rams fans.
Not even that. Explain.
Yeah, how'd you come up with this number?
Explain. Out of all these teams.
Right.
Explain how Rams got 20-1.
Right. Because that makes no sense. The math that they did on that is probably similar to the math they do for the quarterback rating. You know, that math that makes no sense and only 3 people in the world understand it. That's the math that... How did you come up with this? Do you guys agree with this 20-1
shot? You know what that
shot?
Is? You know what that looks like? A, B, C, D. Okay.
It's an alphabetical order.
No. Oh. That is when Yvette would take a math test and it was A, B, C, D, and then E, and I didn't know which one to pick. And I thought that one looked
good.
I thought it looked the most ridiculous out of all of them. So I was like, that must be the right one. And I would circle it and get it wrong.
Okay, so that's what that is.
So that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what Yvette's brain looked like when she would take math tests.
What grade were you in at that time?
That was throughout all my schooling, even through university and all that, too. So Yvette was never good at math.
Okay, well, you know. If you're like Yvette and you did this math, then, you know, I don't want to disrespect you.
No, that's pretty much probably like if I would have done the math. that's how it would have been. Like, it's such a drastic difference.
Right. I mean, I think the Rams definitely need work. I definitely don't know if I would say that they're 20-1. Because it's still, you know, people say this. It's early in the season, and I'm one of the people who don't, like, really subscribe to that thought process because it's not the NBA when you're playing 82 games. So early is early,
right?
You know, in the NBA. But with 16 games, once you're, like, 6 games in, it's not early anymore. But
you're already almost halfway.
Right. But I do think that the Rams can turn this around. Do I think they'll go to the Super Bowl? Probably not. No. But I do think
not that low in
but
favor,
yeah, that's a little asinine.
So,
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Now, can we pull it up so we could see the matchups that are coming up for these two teams that just played tonight.
Yes, because one of, I believe the Patriots are playing the Jets. Is that correct?
It's correct.
We got nothing Monday Night to worry Football. About.
So, yeah, do we?
So if you want to bet your chat, full life savings on that one, you can go ahead and do that one and put it on the Patriots.
Yeah, I would definitely.
And then we got
the Browns.
Browns.
The following week.
Again, easy schedule.
I think where you're going to see them struggle a bit is going to be the Ravens. The Ravens are, third in offense. So, and we're number one in defense, so that's going to be something nice to see.
And then. Guess who?
This is going to be fun.
The birds.
Can I put a, are you really thinking that comment out there?
What?
What's that?
So, I actually think that the Browns are going to give the Patriots a hard time. Let me tell you why. There's so much on the table with them right now. Mm-hmm. They're talking about possibly trading Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham just works better when people doubt him. I think that him and Baker Mayfield are going to spend some time together this week. I don't think they're going to win, but I think they're going to give the Patriots a run for their money. I think it's going to be similar to what we saw tonight, that big surprise. Similar to what we saw tonight.
Okay, I could see.
Patriots still come out on top, but I think that Odell and Baker are going to try to shut up some folks and more power to
them. I think that's
that
what they've been trying to do, and they can't.
And the Eagles are going to end them.
Okay, so we've got a full-on Eagles fan, okay? If I could call you my brother, I would call you Richard Jr., but I think the Patriots are going to start seeing a little bit, like, they're going to actually have to start working is when they're playing the Ravens, and then when they get to the birdies back-to-back, that's when you're going to see. That's I'm calling it.
What?
That's when you're going to see one of their first losses.
Yes.
I'm going between one of those birds.
Maybe. But I'm...
Don't quote me on it. You know what? Quote me on it, and if you got a problem, come after me. I think they're going to lose against the Eagles.
I'm going to say this. Don't mess with Texas. I'm thinking that Cowboys got something for you.
All right,
so this is Giants. Let's get to the really good games. The division rivalry is obviously the Cowboys and Giants.
Right.
That game is going to be great. I think the Cowboys
are
going to
be in the Cowboys' favor.
Yeah, the Cowboys are going to come out on top of that one. The Cardinals and Giants, the Cardinals have been struggling a lot lately.
I think they're really trying to find their groove, and they have not found it. And I think this is going to be probably... It's going to be a rebuilding year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a bit difficult for them to get a win.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't see that. So I do see the Cardinals-Giants game going in the Giants' favor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Giants-Lions?
Yeah, I don't...
That one
that
might
one
just
might
be
end
like...
A tie.
That one might just be like, oh, cool. They won.
I think that one might end in a tie.
I don't think they're winning one of these games.
You don't think that the Giants are going to beat the Jets?
That's right.
I am going to not fall out of this chair because it's a high chair. But if like everybody beats the Jets,
they're kind of like the Dolphins.
All right, you guys, let's put some money on that. Let's make a bet. Of some sort.
I'm into this bet.
Well, wait a minute. The way my account
okay,
is set
stop.
Up.
All right, we'll figure out some sort
we'll
of bet.
Figure out here, the,
hold on.
The stakes.
Hold on. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Now.
What?
He said, come with it. What?
Come on. What? What's up?
Okay.
We got to go.
So you got to wear Patriots gear.
Oh.
Head to toe.
Okay.
War paint and everything. If the Jets
lose. And what's the alternative?
Eagles.
I will wear head to toe Eagles.
But you're like not an Eagles hater.
Sure.
That's not the worst thing in the world for you.
I
think the worst thing in the world for you would be something a little different. I think the worst thing in the world for you would be maybe rocking like a Dolphins jersey, maybe buying something Dolphins related, maybe wearing a Dolphins hat during the entire show under your headphones.
Oh,
if you want to know, you know how confident I am in this?
Okay.
confident as we got to wrap really quickly?
We're going to wrap it up.
Confident in that, you know what? I am willing to almost probably wear anything
yes or
Raiders.
No.
She's going to do it. I'm putting it on the table. She's going to wear the Miami gear. Everybody, thank you guys so much for joining us, especially you guys in the chat. It was great having you here with us. Follow me on all things social media at JRayTheFanatic. Yvette.
You guys follow me on all things social media, sports and sass with three S's, and you guys can catch me on the finale of the Ballers After Show Sunday night at 9 p.m. Other than that, we will see you guys again next Thursday.
All right, guys. Be safe. Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.